Tacoma has been seeing a lot of activism around housing and homelessness. Most recently, protesters dumped garbage on the steps of City Hall to call for better trash removal in encampments. Before that, they occupied a vacant middle school to demand affordable housing. I talked with Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodard shortly after that occupation to hear how she was responding to the recent demonstrations.
So we have met with Tacoma Housing Now. We have their list of demands. We are working to address some of their demands, but recognizing that shelter during the winter is but one of the issues. Housing is the problem.
Right. And I understand that one of the key demands is for a community land trust. And I was wondering if you can kind of talk about what that would entail.
So we are looking at a community land trust. It will take a little while to stand up. We're looking at properties. We're looking at what the structure could look like. There are a lot of different ways to do it.
And I just wanted to see if you could further explain for folks who may not really know what a community land trust is or what it entails.
I mean, we're beginning to understand it as well, but it is the community land trust would sit outside of the city of Tacoma and would be ran by community. They would own the property and then they would work to build housing on the property. That's how I understand it right now. But the city could potentially give property to them, as could other landowners. As I understand it, the community land trust would own the land, and then homes could be built on the land. People could own the homes, but the land would always be preserved and owned by the community land trust so that we could make sure that it stayed affordable into perpetuity.
Tacoma leaders endorsed the idea of a community land trust in the city's Affordable Housing Action Strategy in 2018. But Woodards says the recent activism has prompted more urgency to start building the trust. When we first talked, the mayor mentioned several initiatives underway to expand shelter capacity and warming centers during the cold winter months. I followed up with her a couple weeks later to see what's changed.
We've been able to make some changes in sheltering right now. I think last time we talked, we were only committed to our warming center being open till the end of December. We have now signed a contract and extended that till the end of February. We were working on getting showers operational. We are bringing in shower trailers, so we've got that taken care of. We have a few additional shelters that are coming online. I think we're adding an additional almost 80 beds in the next 2 or 3 weeks, with the possibility for yet another place for shelter. We are continuously looking for partners to do this work. The city can't do it alone.
Regarding the extension of the warming center being up until the end of February, is this a one-time decision or a permanent change for winter months?
This is a decision for this winter, because the space that we're in is actually the Eastside Community Center, which is currently closed and not being used. So that's a decision for this particular winter, for this particular time.
You were mentioning the need for partners, and you've talked before about the city starting to look into models for a community land trust. Have you learned anything new in your studies of that?
Not yet. We have talked. Sometime after the new year, we're going to be putting together a committee to explore what a community land trust could look like in Tacoma.
So you're saying the timeline, you're going to be kind of in the short term, you know, putting something together to study it, and then maybe longer term, couple of years. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, but I mean, we'll go as fast as we can, but it's my understanding, I'm not a community land trust expert, but that takes work of us, you know, putting the committee together and then them looking at all of the work and the work plan that goes into setting up a community land trust. Who's part of the community land trust, how people donate the land, who the land is for. I mean, you know, you can imagine there's a lot that has to be determined before we just start building.
Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodards talking about the city's latest efforts to combat homelessness following recent activism. You heard Woodards mention the group Tacoma Housing Now, which has been behind recent protests, spurring the city to act. Group spokesperson Rebecca Parson says despite conversations with local officials, things are moving too slowly. She says that's why the group uses other tactics, like putting up a tent in the middle of a busy downtown intersection.
It's to get attention. Because the reason this stuff doesn't get solved is people just go about like normal. And then the machine just keeps on going. And we need to throw something into the gears of the machine to stop it and say, look, people are living out in the cold.
Parson says Tacoma Housing Now is planning its next protest action for Christmas Day.